And welcome to another NR7. I actually can't remember the episode. I think 13? It's sometime.
247. Let's make ourselves sound experienced.
Close enough. I can count. 1,000, 2,008, 5. That's how you count, right?
That's at least spouting out numbers. That's kind of counting. Wait a minute. Are we talking like the way Congress counts money? Then yes.
Well, I think they're even less accurate. They just write random numbers down and we have this much, right? Well, we're spending this much. So, let's see here. Today we have Heavy Metal, Madman, and Merps. And I think a laser somewhere in the background.
He's here. He's just a bit zombified at the moment.
Alright. So, see here. Don't have too much to review today, but... Felt like doing something at least. Let's see here. I did go to see the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter today.
I want to see that movie. The book was
really good. I'm gonna go see that.
Yeah. If you just want a action movie, definitely worth it.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Oh, did they maintain that the element I loved in the book was that aside from the parts where he's hunting vampires, it was actually historically accurate. With they did a history of Abraham Lincoln, then filled in all the gaps with the vampire hunting in the book. Is that what they did in the movie?
Well, they had some of the history stuff, but yeah, pretty much.
So long as 1,000 vampires died and there was no graphic nudity, I think it will turn out to be a good movie.
Yeah. Well, they pretty much had Civil War battles against vampires. So, I'm pretty sure thousands have died in the making of. But yeah. Unfortunately, though, the historically accurate part, they did kind of gloss over the non-vampire history parts.
But that's the reason I read the book. It said, with the exception of the vampires, it's historically accurate. How often can you say that about a book?
How often
can you say that phrase?
Well, there was probably that whole thing of trying to fit it into a movie, kind of prefer to have the vampire hunter part than cut that part out of the movie.
But Abraham had a very interesting life.
Yeah, I would have preferred if they didn't jump since they followed it up till he started running for office, then they jumped to the Civil War, so they did cut out a large chunk, which would have been nice if they at least gone over parts of it. But the vampire hunting part was quite fun. And, yeah. They didn't really hold back at all in the action, so.
I've been told if Van Helsing does a sequel, they'll need to up their vampire killing by 1,000% in order to keep up with Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Well, again, they were fighting vampires in the Civil War, as in the South employed vampires on their side. So
that's
was just
pretty
a
accurate.
Few deaths or vampire killings.
Did they do the part about how insane his wife went?
Yeah, she was a bit odd at points.
Completely batshit nuts.
I'm trying not to go or say to anything that would spoil the what happened.
I'm gonna spoiler alert. The South lost the war.
It did? Dang it. I'd known that I shouldn't have gone or trusted that history book I bought for a critter. I can't speak right now. But yeah, overall, I liked it, and if you just want a cheesy... what is it?
I'll call them popcorn movies.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely pick it up. Well, watch it, or however you prefer to take in movies. Preferably to put in it somewhat. Star matinee, so I would definitely say 550 out of 7.
Not bad.
So yeah. Again, the only thing I didn't like was that giant leap in time, but the rest of it I did like. Also, one warning. A bit serious at the beginning, but also there's not really any other way you can do it with what happens in the beginning, but then it kind of takes more of a not really taking itself seriously. So, yeah, I'd definitely recommend watching it if you like the book. So, see here. I have one game to review. Does anybody else have anything else to fill in time?
Yeah, I'll throw something in there about my further Eve experience.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, what I found is once you get past the very intro boring shit, it's actually pretty fun to kind of figure out you getting a decent ship that you can fight with and learning how to do different combat. As an example, I'm flying a carrier of sorts, and you don't just do direct gunfighting. You can also do kind of stuff that'll drain energy and shut down electronics. You know, the electronic warfare side of it's kind of fun, cloaking devices, and it's sort of fun to warp into a system and sit there and just kind of surveil things and, you know, then call on your buddy when you're ready to jump a group of unsuspecting folks flying around on the ship. So it's kind of cool. Corporations are interesting. As you advance, it becomes, you know, more support, more fun, more kind of faction warfare. You can fight against, you know, declare war against people. So I'm liking that part of it pretty much.
Sounds interesting, but I just didn't. I'm still going to get into it when I tried it, but...
Are they still looking... I mean, is there still any rumor of it going free-to-play anytime soon? Because I would certainly give it a shot if I could, you know, play it for free for a bit.
Well, I'll give out... anybody that wants a 21-day, you know, trial, I will give them one, and you can... That should be more than enough to get you in. If you follow my instructions, and I fucked up in the beginning when I did it, but if you follow my instructions, you can pretty much, for about 20 days initially until you get the big enough ship, basically running a bot miner software, you know, in a VM, you can pretty much just have it make the money that you need to play the game for free.
So you're advocating botting in EVE Online?
Yes, I am advocating botting in EVE Online.
That's only when you're not actually playing the game. You have to sleep 8 hours a day.
Right, and you got to work too, right? So if you've got a job and you sleep, you can actually just let it run and mine. I'm actually only using it to mine minerals, because that shit's boring. You want to blow shit up, right? So who wants to sit around mine? You let the robot do it while you're working or sleeping.
Have you not seen the popularity of the game called Minecraft? I'd just like to point this out.
Yeah, this is not Minecraft.
Yeah, but people don't play that to mine stuff, right? They play it to kill zombies and build... things.
Yes, you mine big holes to generate zombies, then mine more holes to make traps for the said zombies, right?
Right.
And build giant golden penises, but...
Yeah.
I don't think I've walked around enough maps to see a giant golden phallus.
Once you get to into faction warfare, and once you get a big enough ship, you're pretty much getting a couple of $1 million every kill, so the money takes care of itself after a certain point.
Sounds like it could be interesting, but yeah.
Like I said, I'll give you all, you know, a free trial, and you can check it out.
Alright. So, anybody else have anything? Or...
Well, I'm kind of interested in this botting software BSV has, or I'm sorry, BSV. Mm-hmm. I'm confused and possibly suffering from the zombie virus, so. I may make some mistakes, but I'm curious in this bot Heavy has. Is your bot generating enough income to play the game for free? Or do you think it could cover two accounts so you could just leave it running all the time?
Actually, when I get the ship upgraded enough, I should be able to do about $1.5 billion ISK per month. So yeah, I actually am actively setting up my Mac Mini with OS X Leopard so that I can have that running as a full-time bot machine. So yes, it is possible.
Alright. Sounds...
If you do faction warfare again, you can go and generate the money that way too, and you can fight as a group, and there's, you know, a lot of different things that make that kind of fun.
It is kind of neat that you can pay for it with in-game currency, but... Alright, let's go over the game I've been playing for a while, Salem. It's still in beta, but pretty much it from the creators of Haven and Hearth that we, well, no, a group of us were playing for a while. It's gonna be still free to play. I don't know exactly how it's gonna work in the end, but yeah, pretty much they did read behind this stuff, but currently there's has probably about half the features that probably be in the final release. They're just kind of slowly getting stuff working properly, so like I said, it's still in beta, so it'll be a while before it it's not fully up and running. But for those that haven't heard of or played Haven and Hearth, pretty much a crafting-based MMO. You pretty much start out with nothing but the clothes on your back and a couple of basic resources, and you have to slowly train up your skills to build stuff and all that, from anything from basic cooking skills to being able to found your own city. Whereas in this one, they tweaked the XP a bit by you have to study items to be able to use the or get XP to increase your stats, and there's like 12 different types of XP, and you need so much in each one to learn a skill or max out one of the stats to increase it.
Different types of XP. How's that work?
Like I said, you study curiosities to increase it, but one curiosity may give you 200 XP in hunting and gathering, and another 150 in mines and mountains. And when you max, then you can, after you study enough, you can use that. So it's pretty much the different XP is kind of.
So how is it as far as NPCs? Is it pretty much all player driven, or are there some NPCs that you deal with?
There is a basic shop in Boston. Pretty much you use it to get a hold of stuff you normally can't, or is just kind of hard to get at first, but you will need for basic stuff like nails. You can eventually make once you get a mine up and running and can get metal, but you can also buy them by selling certain items to the NPCs in Boston. But you can also eventually you can set up shops in Boston so you can trade amongst the other players. Again, it's still not fully implemented yet, so.
Are there any environmental monsters or things that you have to fight that are wandering around? Or is it at night like in Minecraft, or is it just all the time, or are there any?
Well, the way it's set up currently, there's no basic automatic hostile mobs yet. I do know they're going to be put. Well, they do have bears in, and they are going to be set to auto-hostile eventually. Again, they are just getting stuff worked up, well, finished working, since combat is kind of, the current combat system is just kind of a placekeeper for now.
Okay, so it's still beta, so they're just throwing in angry gay people until they get real monsters.
Eventually, well, like you said, well, what's the aim for night? This one's slightly different since there is no day-night cycle. It's the farther you get away from Boston and civilization, it'll slowly start getting darker in the air called the gloom. And pretty much the further you go in there, you'll start getting your stats penalized if you don't have light and aren't with a group. And eventually when they get the mobs and all that in, apparently they're supposed to gonna be odd creatures in the gloom. More like Cthulian type monsters, it sounds like, since on the launch page is a picture of a Cthulian monster.
Yeah, Ixchalas and some of the other ones. That'll be kinda cool. Unless they're demons.
Again, I don't know exactly what they're going to be implementing for monsters, but it sounds like when it's fully set up, there'll be some interesting stuff to try wandering the gloom to find. One feature I know they're going to be implementing is witchcraft and witch hunters. Pretty much, if you go into witchcraft, you can do special things like fly a broom and all that, but you'd have to build up your, I can't remember what they're calling, mana by hexing people. So like you can, the one hex they had an example of is hexing somebody's cow, so whenever they try to milk the cow, they get a bucket of blood and you get the bucket of milk. But if you, with that, it'll leave a scent, which, like the first one,
basic that's so gross, isn't it? It's like, oh god, you overmilked the cow.
Well, it is a hex. So,
that'll be interesting.
But, again, if you start hexing people too much, a witch somebody's got the skills of a witch hunter, they'll be able to use that to track you down and kill you, since you're a witch in Salem. Don't know if you can burn them at a stake, but...
Build a bridge out of them.
Now you have to weigh them. Well, see if they weigh the same as a duck.
No, churches. Churches. You see if they weigh the same as churches.
That could work, too. How do you fit a church on a scale?
Oh, well, maybe it was lead. I forget.
But lead doesn't float.
Very small rocks.
Alright. So, again, Salem is in beta. So far, it seems interesting. Kind of hitting the point of experience in most of the stuff they've currently have implemented. So far, there's a few bugs, but isn't too bad.
Have you found the nothing?
The nothing.
Yes.
Haven't found the nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, we found the nothing in a beta of World of Warcraft on a private server we were building at one point, and it was interesting. We actually, Madman actually traversed the nothing.
Sounds interesting. Was there anything in nothing?
That's why it's called the nothing. If there was something there, it would have been called the something.
But you were there.
Okay, it was a giant area of one troll.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a giant ancient turtle in there.
Captain Tuddly Snuggles traversed the nothing.
Alright. Unless any of you have anything else, pretty much all I have this week, now that I've kind of hit a point in the Salem, I'll probably be playing other games and that here, so I should have more stuff up maybe next week, otherwise again, or maybe 2 weeks again. But I will try to stay to no more than 2 weeks apart. So, alright. Does anybody have anything they want to promote or say before we call it?
Brains.
I think we have to send a cleanup crew to that hotel. Alright, see
you. No, you don't want to send a cleanup crew to any hotel. The things you'll find on a sheet will scare you. I can't believe they're sleeping in the beds.
Wrong cleanup crew, but close enough.